Spiritual Advancement, the Object of Camp Meetings. Essential Work at Camp Meetings. The things most essential to be taught at our camp meetings are those that will most tend to the spiritual advancement of the people. The order that has come in and has almost imperceptibly molded the character of the meetings, giving them more of a business influence than a spiritual influence, must be changed. The important truths of practical godliness must be presented. The people must be made to realize that faith and love must be brought into the soul, for it is the exercise of these graces that will give the proper training to the soul. Christ must be formed within, the hope of glory. These things must be taught, line upon line, and precept upon precept, here a little, and there a little. The holiness and consecration which Christ requires of his followers must ever be kept before the mind. The greater the simplicity of our faith and the more earnest and loving our trust, the more constant will be our peace in Christ. We shall have to fight the good fight of faith again and again, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in high places. We must put away all slothfulness in the work and strive to run the Christian race, that we may win the prize, the immortal crown of glory. We must come to the Lord in faith, that he may fulfill his promises to us, for the clean heart, the unselfish spirit, are the gracious gifts of God. It is his spirit that makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. The word of God leaves the responsibility of our ruin at our own door. Everything depends upon our obedience or disobedience.